guys. Welcome to
the brand new podcast, Young and in Love.
This
is the podcast, Young and in Love. Hello, young lovers, and welcome to another episode of Young and in Love.
Young and in Love.
Again, I'm Josh.
And I'm Taylor.
We're the Andersons. And this is Young and in Love. Young and in Love. This is Young and in Love. Welcome back, one and all. We are back from holiday break, the unintended holiday break that we took, but much needed. We have regathered ourselves. We visited family. We visited friends. We've become one with another through 28 hours on the road with our dog. And we are back. So thank you for your patience, and we are glad to have you here with us. This is a new episode of the Young and in Love podcast, as you heard in our fancy schmancy new intro, with excerpts from every episode of our first 11 episodes. Something I threw together. You can let me know if you hate it or if you like it.
I think it's pretty good. I'm biased, though, so.
Yeah, biased. So, welcome to this week. And since it is 2019, and when we started this podcast, it was 2018, we're going to talk about the new year and be a little cliche about it because it's the new year. So, got some goals. It's a good time to think back what we were doing, what we can do better, and what we're going to focus on this year. So, we've got a couple goals as a podcast. Tay, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah,
what
so,
to expect?
Number one, we're going to be having weekly podcasts. I know we have talked about this multiple times before.
We actually said it in the first episode.
Yeah, and the last time we mentioned it was right before we went on a two-week vacation over Christmas. So, now that we're back, we seriously are recording every Thursday night, and then we will be editing and uploading Thursday night as well. So it's up and ready to stream on Friday morning, for you guys that want to listen to at work or after work or just to dive head in into the weekend. So you can cruise into your weekend with some young love.
That was my marketing phrase that I threw on the script. She didn't like it, I guess. Just kidding. She was doing her own thing, which I appreciated. I just put the script there because you mentioned that you like to have a script every once in a while.
Oh.
Of things to read. Okay. So that's what it was there for, but look at that. You didn't even need it. Okay, number two.
New year, new me.
Oh, new year, new you. Number two. More active social media presence.
I think I do an okay job at it, right?
Oh, I wasn't talking about our personal profiles.
I'm talking about
the podcast profiles. But yes, you are better than me at it. We have various resources at our disposal, thanks to the Adobe Suite, as well as Anchor.com and Headliner, to bring interactive content to your feeds. So make sure to follow both our Instagram and Twitter pages in order to stay up to date on content. Read relevant articles that we'll be posting on both those profiles, as well as interact with us personally. We can be found on both Twitter and Instagram at YoungLovePC, as in PC for podcast, as well as on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/YoungLovePC. So wherever you go, Young Love PC, you'll find us. We're also going to be updating our cover art. So for the first 11 episodes, which I guess we could technically classify as our first season. I don't know how to divide things up into seasons, but new cover art. We had the little Lego men, a Lego man for me and a Lego woman for Taylor, with a little Lego heart in the middle. We're going to be updating that so it'll look more like a podcast art and less like a 8th grade pastel art. And we'll be working with a graphic designer to create new cover art, as well as images for you all to use when you share the podcast on social media. It will be something that represents both us as a couple, as well as the podcast. So stay tuned for that.
And the last thing that we are going to be doing is we're going to be having some guests on the show. So now that we have a basic hold on how this podcast is going to go, and some ground rules and how often we're going to be recording, we're going to be inviting special guests of our choosing, or of your choosing, maybe, to have on the show, so we can get some more insights and perspectives and share different experiences, and just try to find other connections for you guys and for us as well, and so we can all share different stories and experiences together.
Yeah, diversity is definitely a strength, where everyone has a different experience, and everyone's had a different experience with love, or is having a different experience with love. So getting those different perspectives in can not only give us as co-hosts insight, but also some other people may have a better job connecting with you guys than we do. So just because your experience is more similar to theirs and less like ours. So that sums up what we have planned for the podcast in 2019. So let's talk a little bit about us, right?
Right.
Let's talk about love, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that will be. Let's talk about love. Ooh. We are going to share a couple of our goals and priorities for this new year, both as individuals and as a couple. So, Tay, you want to lead us off with one?
Just one?
Start with one, two, three, seven.
Oh, okay. So, my New Year's resolutions, in no particular order, because, oh no, they're all important to me, I guess. Well, some more than others, but whatever. Number one, I want to get back into running. So I want to run at least 1 mile every day. Some days will probably be more than 1 mile, but I really like to run. So 1 mile at least a day. Number two, I really want to lose some weight. You may have your own different opinion on how you think I look, but I don't really care. I personally, I just want to drop a few pounds, and I'm not going to say a number, but, I want to do that by the 1st of March. We're back on the Whole 30, so I want to do 2 rounds of it this time and actually follow through and keep up with it. Number three, I want to call my parents and especially my grandparents at least 1 time a week, because I've been super terrible at contacting them and it hurts a lot of feelings. So I need to do that.
Did you hear that? If Holly, you're listening, once a week, keep her to it.
Next, I really want to make a new good friend, not just an acquaintance. I want to meet and make a new friend, or make one of my acquaintances a good friend. So that's a goal. Next, since we live...
So if any of her acquaintances are out there, she's accepting applications for good friend. Submit your promotions to Tay. No, I think it's at Wifey Tay, right? On Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
At Wifey Tway. Tay.
Actually, it's Wifey Anderson, but it's
okay, at Wifey Anderson on Twitter, or find her on Instagram at Taylor Page 1.
Close enough.
Is there an underscore somewhere?
Yeah, but that's fine. Okay. Anyways, next, since we live in Florida, you would think I'm good at this, but I'm not. So next is to take advantage of all of the Florida sunny days when it gets warmer, because right now it's pretty chilly. But there's no excuse I have to not be tan, so need to lay out in that sun, put on some sunscreen, soak it all in. Yeah, so that's it for me personally.
Those are all of them. Okay. Which one do you think is going to be the hardest?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Calling my parents and grandparents. I'm terrible at it. I'm so bad. I forget.
Out of sight, out of mind, right?
I guess so.
Yikes. Okay, what's the easiest one?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Okay. That's it?
That's it.
Okay. My New Year's resolutions. One is do not spend a single day eligible to give blood. So I learned one of these last times that I was donating blood in 2018 that it takes 3 donations to make a single blood unit, which is like a blood unit. I guess if you watch any medical show ever in like a crisis moment when someone's losing a lot of blood, they always are like, oh, I need 4 units of B positive. Stat. They all use the word stat. Stat. So it takes 3 individual donations to make 1 blood unit. So if one person during surgery needs 4 blood units, that's 12 different donations. And I also learned that your blood donation is only valid or like has an expiration date. It expires after 41 days. So you can only donate every 8 weeks. But your donation expires halfway through. So I have made it a goal this year that every day that I become eligible to donate blood, I will donate blood on that day. So I do not spend a single 24 hours eligible to give blood during 2019. Number 2, read 12 books this year, all that I own, because I most likely have 12 books on my bookshelf that I've either started to read and not finished, or have bought thinking, oh, this would be a really good book to read, and then never read it. So I'm going to read 12 books this year, all that I own. And my third and final one for now, I think it's just going to be these 3, because that way I can focus on these 3, is pay off $12,000 of student debt, which is going to be really, it's going to require a lot of diligence, but I think we can handle it. So there is that. Those are my 3. You want to tell them about our schedule that we've made up as a couple?
Yeah, so we made a weekly schedule because before we did this, our nights consisted of both of us working all day, coming home, me making dinner, us eating dinner, and then us sitting on the couch from like 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at night watching TV. And it sort of sucked.
Or playing video games.
Yeah, but like that was terrible.
On the days that we weren't busy.
Right.
Because there were some days right. that we would do other things.
But
whenever we were in at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wouldn't do anything.
But we really weren't, like, progressing as a couple. Like, we weren't happy. We were pretty bored. Like, lackluster. So, I had an idea to make the schedule. So, now it looks like this. So, on Sundays, we go to church. And after church, we have, like, a family meeting on like what stuff is happening in the upcoming weeks and just like things that we need each other to know about the upcoming week, and we walk our dog, we try to get outside. On Mondays is our family night, so we'll have like a spiritual thought and an activity or a game or something afterwards, and we'll spend time as a family together. And then Tuesdays are our service nights. So we will help out our friends or find someone that's in need of some help, or we'll go visit some people and just try to make someone's night, or maybe even go out with the missionaries. Wednesdays are either our, Josh says, marital activities night, or we go to the gym.
Yeah, well, marital activities, it sounds so weird when you just use it out of context.
You told me to write it down.
I know, because we have a note that we share together right. on the iPhone that right. says marital activities, because there's a lot of different things on here that couldn't just be summed up as date ideas. And they're not dates, but they're not like hobbies either. They're just things that we can do together as a couple. So I put marital activities. So for anyone out there who may be thinking, man, we're really bored as a couple too. We have no idea what to do. Here's a couple things. Some of them may not apply to you because we live in Florida, so we can play tennis all year round. But our list is as follows. Teach Tay tennis. Teach Tay to skateboard. Study the scriptures. Study general conference. Play cards. Go for a family run. Teach Tay Portuguese. Go to a gun range. Go to the batting cages. Walk Gus. Bake treats. Serve friends. Minister to others. So like help the needy or the poor or elderly or those around us who are in need. And our neighbors. Play board games. Play the Switch that we got for Christmas. Woop woop. Go to the gym or read a book together. Okay. Marital activities. Back to Wednesday.
Okay. Thursdays, we record our podcast and then chill, basically.
Yeah, so that's why we can promise that we are going to deliver a podcast every week.
It's in paper, in Sharpie.
On our calendar every week. On Thursday, we will be recording a podcast at 7 p.m. And now that we know that, if something comes up on a Thursday, then we can plan accordingly on Sunday during our family meetings so that we can still release a podcast Thursday night. So it's up on Friday for you guys.
Yeah. So then Friday night, we both sort of decided that Friday night is not the night for date night just because you still had to work that day. So you sort of want to like decompress and just relax. So Friday nights are just like chill nights, maybe play some games, maybe watch some TV, maybe go to the gym, but like nothing's really set in stone. We'll just sort of like play it by ear. And then Saturdays are our date nights, so during the day we can go to the gym,
do errands,
we can be outside, play some games, walk our dog, and then Saturday night we can party and go out on the town and have nice dates.
Cool. And I'm a proponent for this because I like to be organized. I like to know what's going on. So having a set schedule that really lets me know when my free time is and what I should be working on or what I should be looking forward to during the week really helps me focus and be more productive. And I would think you're the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it is January 10th, right? Today?
Yes.
Today is January 10th. Maybe you don't have any New Year's resolutions. Maybe you guys haven't set any goals as a couple. Or maybe you need to organize your life a little bit better. We encourage you to do so now. Because in all reality, New Year is just another date on the calendar. So whether or not you start your resolutions today or you started them 10 days ago, you're still making progress. So make those goals. Get that bread. Because planning is good, having goals is good, and if you don't do those things, well, that ain't it, Chief. That ain't it.
But you do you.
But come on, don't give him the cop out. You do you. No, don't be better than you.
You're better than that.
You're better than that. Ah, jeez.
So next, we're going to be talking about this list of priorities that both Josh and I made. And these are just a list of things that we both expect from each other and things that we'll do like as a couple on like a daily or like a weekly basis. That way our expectations are just out there and we both know the things that like we both need and like want each other to do. So a list of my priorities are: one, to pray together as a couple every night. Number two, to unplug from our phones and all electronic devices unless mutually decided upon from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Number three, to do at least one activity together daily that is not sitting in front of a television or some sort of screen. Next is to go to the gym together at least two times a week. Number three is to serve and minister together at least one time a week. And yeah.
The last one's couple time.
Couple time, but isn't that just doing...
It's like everything.
Yeah.
On the list. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. My individual priorities are, number one, to have couple scripture study at 9 p.m. So we're doing activities or service or the such from 6 p.m. to 9. And then from 9 to 9:30, while we're still unplugged from our phones, we can study the scriptures. My second one is to have the podcast at least once a week. So we scheduled that into our weekly schedule. I had a caveat, is that what they call it? A caveat when I was making my list of priorities, because Taylor had already made hers. So I was sort of comparing and contrasting and trying to find priorities that she hadn't found already. So one that I didn't want to share, but Taylor told me that I should be more vulnerable and be a little bit more courageous. So the third priority on my list is to have personal, intimate time at least four times a week. That's sex. Have sex at least four times a week. So maybe this one needs to be a priority for me. This is how I want to say it. This one needs to be a priority for me because one of my love languages, or touch for me on my rank of five love languages, is not one of my top love languages. So for me, I don't need a lot of that physical intimacy. However, it is higher on Taylor's list than it is on mine. So for me, this priority is simply putting that in the forefront of my mind to help me remember that she needs that physical intimacy and needs me to kiss her every day and things like that. So that priority reminds me to be more intimate with my wife. Up before 7 a.m. every day.
We're fine.
We've done okay. I have opened my eyes before 7 a.m. every day and looked at the clock and made the conscious decision.
Guys, we're getting there. The goal is to slowly to wake up at 6:30 and go to the gym, and then to slowly draw back the time. So eventually we're waking up at 5,
yeah,
and then going to the gym together every day. So we're getting there.
We're going to get there. Small steps. The second to last one is to read the Book of Mormon every day. So the Book of Mormon is a volume of scripture that we have in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I personally draw a lot of strength from that. And it's how I learn more about my Savior each and every day. So I want to read the Book of Mormon at least once a day. And then to have, the last priority is to have couple goals and hobbies. So things we do together and things that we progress on together. These are just some examples. Obviously, they're from our life. And you guys can think of your own goals as individuals or as couples to work on this year. It's always a great time to reset and rethink and reflect. So look back. Try and find things that you can do better this year, and just start with real small things. Do not make big goals because you probably won't achieve them. That's just how it is. If you got a really big goal that you want to have, like save up for a house, or you're trying to find that perfect job, break it down into smaller steps, like writing an excellent resume, or finding 5 new business contacts. So things that'll lead you to that perfect job, or saving dollar by dollar, stop going eating out so much that you can save up to buy a car or a house or whatever you're saving for. So break those big goals down into small goals and tackle it little by little. Tay, you got anything to say for our lovely listeners?
Thanks for being patient with us. That's all.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys so much, and we look forward to what 2019 has to bring for us and what it has to bring for you guys. So share those successes with us, share your guys' love stories with us on social media, and we we'll talk to you guys in the next one.
Bye.